Now, Nigella Lawson wasn't the first person to juggle a career, children and jam tart. Children's author Alison Utley did it first, after all, getting a physics degree at Manchester University and settling in Altrincham. The author, who was a contemporary of Enid Blyton, was famous for books like Little Grey Rabbit, The Little Red Fox and Sam, Pig and Hare. And the university's remembering her by relaunching a cookery book that she wrote.
Cookery in our old farmhouse was an important part of life, and I was a wide-eyed witness of baking and brewing, of boiling and stewing, as I played with a doll or sat on a stool close to the big table and watched while I waited to scrape the big yellow bowls with a little teaspoon to get the fragments left.
Alison Utley was the author of more than 100 books. The rival of Enid Blyton studied here at the picturesque Ashburn Hall at Manchester University. One of her most famous books, Old Farmhouse Recipes, is being brought back to life by the university, tempting us to indulge in things like Bakewell tarts, gingerbread cake and rhubarb jelly.
I am Dennis Judd, and I am the authorised biographer of Alison Utley. She's somebody who comes from a very ordinary rural background in Derbyshire, who wins a scholarship unexpectedly, in a way, to Manchester University, who studies physics, who gets married and suffers a tragedy when her husband, in fact, commits suicide. Thereafter, she has to sort of support herself and her son, and she turns to writing more and more to do that. And she produces a whole stream of books, which become really very famous. Books about Little Grey Rabbit, Sam Pig, and books of reminiscence like The Country Child, novels like A Traveller in Time, etc., etc.
Well, she's also written this famous farmhouse cookery book.
She has indeed.
Which you're relaunching today. Why have you chosen to relaunch that?
Well, people nowadays are very interested in cookery and all the famous chefs and all the rest of it in television and so forth. We thought reproducing that and republishing that would be very attractive for today's readers. They'd get something from the past, they'd get some good old-fashioned recipes, and it would be a very interesting thing to do.
Hi, my name's Mike Skeen. I'm the head chef at Ashburn Hall.
So you've been cooking some of these recipes today.
I have, yeah.
What do you think of them? What are they like?
Very simplistic and a little bit nostalgic. A bit of nostalgia came through the recipes and the writings around them. They're not set out in typical recipe style. They're more of an idea than a real, true sort of recipe, yeah.
We lived far from the simple village shops, and we had sudden calls for meals from people who visited us unexpectedly, so there always had to be a good supply of food in the house. On the day I brought about 50 children home from school to have tea, a feast was made, for eggs, butter, milk and cream were always available, and buns and cakes filled the tins.
I'm Sheila Griffiths, and I'm the Honorary Secretary of the Ashburn Association. Alison was a prolific writer. She was also a compulsive housewife. She's always talking about, well, yesterday I couldn't write because I was making marmalade, or I was making cakes because I got visitors coming. So she was quite a compulsive housewife. She had these wonderful notebooks from her mother's time. And, for example, when she was a student in Ashburn Hall, she loved receiving parcels from home because her mother used to slip things in with the washing, you know. Sort of apples and things from little cakes and things from home.
Alice Gregor reporting for BBC Radio Manchester. Manchester Now, back tomorrow night at 5. Join me then.